Tonight, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan will deliver his first State of the City address following the city's exit from bankruptcy. The once gleaming auto hub is still reeling from its 2013 financial collapse, bailouts, and a massive population loss. But a big influx of private money and new tech startups are slowly changing that. Liz Gaines writes about it in a week-long series for the tech news site Recode, where she's senior editor of technology trends and innovation. Liz, welcome back.
Hi, Peter.
In this series, you describe present-day Detroit as a coral reef slowly building on a shipwreck. I love that image. What do you mean by it?
Well, Detroit is all the things that you've seen on the news, that you've seen go viral on the internet. There are vacant lots, there are burned-down houses, there are enormous empty skyscrapers. But there's still a lot of people who are excited about Detroit. There's still a lot of money in Detroit that's going into rebuilding it. And so you talked about the mayor, the bankrupt coming out of bankruptcy this year. The automakers went through being bailed out by the federal government. And right about now, there's a lot of optimism about where Detroit could go next.
Before we talk about the future, let's rewind just a little bit and remind us just how innovative and dominant Detroit used to be, because we probably shouldn't forget that it could be considered America's original tech hub.
I think so. And as a reporter based in San Francisco, I see a lot of connections between Silicon Valley and Detroit. I do think it was the original epicenter of American innovation. Around the turn of the century, it was swarming with automotive entrepreneurs. They consolidated largely into the big three as we know them today, Chrysler, GM, and Ford. But up until the 30s, really, there were just tons of inventors and companies and suppliers all springing up in one place. And I also saw a connection, I have to say, between Silicon Valley and Detroit in my own family. My dad is from Detroit, and he moved to Silicon Valley because he was interested in the tech industry, and so that's where I grew up. But his brother actually is still based in Detroit and runs the family steel business. So I saw a little bit of a low-tech, high-tech comparison there that gave me kind of a window into what's going on.
So, Liz, let's go a little bit deeper now into what we're seeing today. So what kind of innovations are you tracking?
So it's all really early. The stuff that I'm talking about is really probably a three-year-old era. But there's a guy named Dan Gilbert who's really at the center of it. You might have heard of him because he's the guy who bought the Cleveland Cavaliers and brought LeBron James back this year.
Right.
He's putting a ton of money into Detroit. He's invested $1.6 billion so far. He made a lot of money being the founder and chairman of Quicken Loans, which is the biggest online mortgage lender. So if you can imagine, right at the center of Detroit, he owns or controls more than 70 buildings.
Wow.
And he's working to fill them with tenants. And so one of his big hopes is that technology startups, which he's also investing in, will grow and fill those offices with lots and lots of employees.
Well, what does Dan Gilbert see in Detroit that makes it so well equipped for a comeback? I mean, for one, real estate is extremely cheap, but is it more than that?
It is more than that. It's cheap. You can do a lot. Everyone's seen these stories of being able to buy old houses at auction for $100,
yeah.
Right? Dan Gilbert is doing that at billionaire scale. So he's buying old buildings, enormous buildings, for $1 million or less sometimes. And he's renovating them and turning them into them really the most incredible decadent office spaces I've ever seen. If you check out the story I put up today, there's an old bank vault that he's turned into an office that's just, I've never seen anything like it. It's really cool. But yeah, I think that there's people see a lot in Detroit, in particular because they have a lot of loyalty to Detroit. I mean, this was a great American city, and folks like my dad were born in the city but then grew up in the suburbs. There's a ton of them who are coming back, are really interested in seeing it succeed, and Dan Gilbert is just one of them, but there are really thousands more who have this loyalty, this kind of Midwestern sense of place, and want to bring their city back to something where it's not kind of the butt of people's jokes. Detroit has been through a lot and everyone there knows it, but they'd like the story to change.
Yeah, so I guess the question would be is how are these newcomers to Detroit merging with the old guard, the auto industry, which was once this huge hub for innovation? Are the two coming together and working together?
I was surprised to learn that there really aren't very many people working in technology in Detroit who are focused or oriented towards the car industry. Of course, there are exceptions, but this is a time when cars are some of the most exciting things in technology: electric cars, connected cars, self-driving cars. And all the startups I were meeting were doing things like, building Salesforce plugins or an online calendar app or, you know, exciting, interesting startups that could be located anywhere. So one thing that I thought was particularly promising and kind of a culmination of where things are going, you know, so early in this, really maybe 3 years into this current era of technology startups in Detroit. So this year, there's a incubator program that's worldwide, especially in the United States, though, that called Techstars. And they're opening a new program in Detroit focused around the future of cars and mobility. And so they're bringing, I believe, a dozen startups starting this summer into Detroit to work on exactly those projects.
Liz Gaines is senior editor of technology trends and innovation at the tech news site Recode. We've been talking about Detroit's resurgence. Liz, thanks.
Thank you.